For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone has an opinion, but he's got the Von Hessler Doctrine. Eric Von Hessler on WSB.
From Kirby G's on Magdalena Square, hour one of the Von Hessler Doctrine begins right here, right now. Great live audience here with us. And welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming out to Kirby G's on McDonough Square. I am your humble, lovable, affable chat host, Eric Von Hessler. The other voices up here, you got your doctrinaires, man of a thousand voices, Tim Andrew.
Good morning.
Queen of the invisible box, Autumn Fisher. And the handsomest producer in all of producery, Jared Yamamoto.
What's up, McDonough?
Did you notice they clapped for you guys, but not for me? But I'm not going to hold it against the crowd because they're wonderful people, lovely people. Thanks for coming out. I hear it's a 9 on the Mellish meter, but it's going to be a 15 inside this room at Kirby G's today because we're going to have ourselves some fun. So let's get it started right now.
Headlines for Friday, April 27th.
All right, Jared Yamamoto, my understanding is that we've had some news overnight.
Yeah, I heard there was an NFL draft last night. Did you hear about that?
Is that what you're starting with?
Yeah.
There could be peace on the Korean Peninsula. Okay, fine. We'll start with the NFL draft.
This is breaking news. The Cleveland Browns selected Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield with a number one pick.
All right, look, I don't tune into WSB to hear sports talk, but let me just say this. I think that the Cleveland Browns, once again, just screwed it up. They had one, they had four. They went for Baker Mayfield. You know, these quarterbacks, we don't know which one's going to be, but I wouldn't have picked him first. But with the fourth, they screwed up because they needed a defensive guy, and they picked a guy who played at Ohio State because their fan base knew who he was, rather than Bradley Chubb, who they left open to go to Denver. So once again, Cleveland, you screwed it up, is what I say. What about the Falcons? Who cares about the Cleveland Browns?
Well, we drafted Calvin Ridley with the 24th pick, which is an amazing pick. It's exactly what we needed.
So
this
amazing.
Is great, great stuff. Right,
Autumn? Autumn, what do you think? If there's any expert here on sports, it would be Autumn. So
well,
I want to know.
I don't want to overshadow Jared with my NFL knowledge.
Yes.
But Calvin?
Yeah, Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
So excited about that pick. I cannot believe that we got him.
Before he went on, Autumn was telling me, she said, Eric, they really needed it. They had some holes in defense, but if you've got a Calvin Ridley who's still sitting there, you got to go get him, right?
You got to go get him.
Absolutely.
Why Autumn, wouldn't you?
Autumn Fisher, sports expert on the Von Hessler Doctrine. Is there anything else that my Buffalo Bills got the guy who did the racist tweets? I think we'll be fine. We'll do well. We'll be okay. And then what else is there that we have from the draft? Nothing?
Well, not too much. We're going to have a lot more of the picks today. I was only the first round last night.
Oh, really? Is that how they did it this year?
That's how they did
it this
year.
Just like every other year?
Well, I felt like in years past, you had rounds 1, 2, and 3 on the first night. But this year, it was
no,
just
you
round
were
one.
Hallucinating. I don't know.
Maybe so. You know, college was an interesting time.
Yeah, her name was Molly, and she was into sports, apparently. So.
Easy now.
Oh, I'm just kidding around, you drug addict. I'm just kidding around. Next story.
Kim Jong-un crossed into North Korea, or crossed into South Korea, rather, for the first time and met with South Korean President Moon. Looks like there's going to be a possibility for denuclearization and
they're saying
the end of the war.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that Korea has still been at war all these years since the 50s, but they just had a truce. They had I say truce, they say armistice because they went to college or something. But they've had a truce all these years, and I think that they may have ended that today, or I think they ended the war pretty much. And then the South Korean president walked into North Korea.
That's right.
And yeah, it all looks good in the beginning, and we'll see. And Trump's going to go there. What do you think? You like that President Moon over there in South Korea? Or no, it looks to me like I got Korean Peninsula expert Dennis Rodman here.
That's right, because guess what? Because guess what? Kim and Moon, they're going to be a team. They're going to be a team. They're going to be dual leaders of that peninsula.
Yeah. It's kind of like an island.
It's
an island that's attached at one end.
It kind of looks like a polyp.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, anyway, because guess what? Because they're going to go riding horses, and they're going to play some basketball and watch some movies, and I'm going to go over there. I'm going to go out and date that TV lady.
Oh, yeah, the North Korean lady?
She's sexy.
Was she excited about all this news?
Oh, she was super excited.
Oh, is it an audio? It didn't happen, people. Live remote.
12월 10일 평안북도 설산군 소위 이송 발사장에서
국민
로켓트 은하 3을 통한 광명성 3호
So it was a big day for you.
정견의 검신입니다. 본신대보 김정은 본신대 함내신 감사합니다.
That sounds like good news to me. I don't know about you, but I think we've got peace on our hands.
So what are you doing after all this peace?
어, 성도검 신도합니다.
You want to go down to Seoul?
Oh,
maybe go to Idaewon and go shopping.
안녕,
I'll pay for everything.
안섭네.
Yeah, we can go ride horses.
Celebrate with a little music from North Korea.
Oh, this is my favorite song.
헌세대 본신대 복헌네바 샌데쇼 쿰보 프레세던트 문 신대 기로선네네
Stop for 1 second.
헌세대? 허?
North Korean lady, spokesperson lady, North Korean TV lady, I think is who you are.
I call her Jan.
Can you just play the music for a second? This is North Korean music. I don't care about the politics. That would make me leave North Korea. This is the reason that to listen to that every day, and that's top 40, I believe, in North Korea.
Oh, absolutely.
Top 40 is like,
number one of the bullets, bagpipes in Korea. That's number one of the bullets.
So, yeah, you know, it looks good for now. It's a Friday. It's a 9 on the Mellish meter. I'm not going to be one of these guys going to poo-poo the peace process in Korea.
Poo-poo the peace process.
Yeah, I don't poo-poo the peace process. Say that 5 times.
Poo-poo the peace process. Ooh, I can't.
You cannot.
I can't even do it once.
If you got to 4, you would say something that would get us kicked off the air. So yeah. It's good that you didn't even try. So. I am not going to do that. Hey, it's a good start, right? It's better that they're going like this. Although they did find out a couple weeks after they announced that they were going to stop their nuclear testing, and now we found out that the place that they used to do their testing collapsed, and the entire mountain collapsed or something. So they kind of had to stop their nuclear testing, I think. And you see, like, I was watching this thing, and I'm thinking, you know, oh, there they are. They're smiling. They're shaking hands. But I'll bet you, like, 500 people died in that mountain that nobody's ever heard of. You know, so, oh, well, shut that one down. I don't have to worry about it. Like, I guarantee you people died in that you'll never hear about because it's North Korea. But, hey, peace is a good thing. As John Lennon always said, peace is a good thing.
Sometimes war is good.
Oh, this is living Lenin. He's the Lenin who lived and became a Fox News conservative.
I will say that sometimes war is something we need, so Yoko and I have been going around in our sleeping bag and saying, give war a chance.
Give war a chance.
You know, what's that? What? I'm sorry, you had more to say, Yoko?
Yeah, war, war.
That's why we don't live together anymore.
You're saying you faked your death.
I faked my death to get away from Yoko.
All right, next story. Are we all for Korean peace? Come on, it's a 9 on the Mellish meter. Let's not be downers.
You go, Korea.
You know what? 50, what? How many years of war is that?
Over 50 years.
Well, let's do the math on the fly because that's great radio. What is it? That's right. 1952 is when they had the armistice. Is that right? 52 or 53? Or 54, 1976. next story. Let's put it this way. It's been a long time.
America's dad, Bill Cosby, was found guilty of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman that happened 14 years ago.
Man, oh, man. Can I tell you something? I'm going to be honest with you. That affected me yesterday. I was in the newsroom when it came down, and I know that ever since this has been going on, I've pretty much thought, yeah, he probably did it. And if he did it, he needs to pay the price for it. But I kept kind of putting it off. I mean, this guy was not, I grew up with this guy. I mean, he was not only really funny, but he was like, he would tell you what to do and how to live right and how to be a moral guy and pull your pants up and all this kind of stuff. And so it's just a real, it was a real gut punch to me because Jared, you've been alive for 17 minutes, so it doesn't really affect you all that much.
Hey, I saw the Cosby Show reruns.
Okay, you know, so there you go. So, but I mean, for me, I think one of the first albums I ever listened to as a kid was a Bill Cosby album, and I would listen to it over and over again. I just thought it was the guys like Richard Pryor picked up on his kind of rhythms. I mean, he's probably the best stand-up comedian of all time if you really look at it. And then the moralizing. However, do we have enough time to do this with the old, how much time do we have here?
About 2 minutes. We can go through some of it.
We'll look at the beginning of it. So I dug up. It turns out, you know, Bill Cosby, his career started in the early 60s, late 50s, early 60s. He was on a show called I Spy. That was the first hit. And he was doing stand-up. This is the 60s sometimes. And he had a bit about drugging women and for sex, and the crowd is like, oh, that's so funny. They had no idea. They're looking at a serial rapist on stage. So I've broken this into parts. Let's do a couple parts here before we take a break. So this is a bit. Does anybody here remember Spanish Flies? Those are gone now. But when I was a kid growing up, there was this concept, this thing, Spanish Fly, and you give it to the girl, and she gets all amorous. So here's in the 60s.
When I was 13, man, start talking about weird things. Stand on a corner. You know anything about Spanish Fly? What? Spanish Fly.
All right, now hit the next one.
Well, there's this girl, Crazy Mary. You put some in her drink, man. She... Yeah, Spanish, oh, yeah, that's really groovy, man. Spanish Fly is groovy, yeah, boy. From then on, man, anytime you see a girl, well, yeah, it's Spanish Fly, boy. Go to a party, see five girls standing alone. Boy, I've had a whole jug of Spanish Fly to light that corner up over there.
This is the 60s. They have no idea this guy's not joking around. They're laughing at a serial rapist. My goodness, what a gut punch for me. You have time for one more in the Spanish Fly?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's play cut three here.
So I thought it only existed in Philadelphia, you know, and I'm working on I Spy, and Bob and I are working together. Sheldon Leonard comes up, says, boys, I Spy is going to Spain. A childhood dream come true.
You cannot make this stuff. Surely he's not telling us the truth. My goodness. It really is sucker punch to me to find out this guy that I've loved all these years turned out to be a serial rapist. He's getting what he deserves. Do we know what he's going to... He's going to die in prison, right?
He seems 80. Like it. Are you upset that he got taken off Bounce TV?
I think that's stupid. Now we can't watch the Cosby Show.
Right.
We can't. I want to see the Louis C.K. movie, and if I want to watch Cosby Show reruns, come on, people, grow up. The show didn't put drugs in people's drinks. All right, we'll be back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Kirby G's Live McDonough Square. We have an awesome audience, and we're doing headlines. And so hit me with another headline, please, sir, Jared Yamamoto.
Yeah, apparently Diamond and Silk, that dynamic duo, the dynamic Trump-supporting duo,
familiar with Diamond and Silk?
Yeah.
There we go, all the way.
Yeah, they went to Washington yesterday and testified against Facebook for censoring
them. I think we have Diamond Silk right here. Can you...
That's right. I'm here right now, right here in front of your face, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm. All right. You see, here's the thing.
She ain't lying.
We could not afford both Diamond and Silk, so we got Diamond Silk.
That's because you are a conservative man, and your things are on Facebook, and they have demonetized you, and that's not right. Mm-mm, not right.
Says we have them both in one. So, yeah, this was a crazy day in Congress, and I have to tell you, I thought it was absolutely wonderful and hilarious, and especially as much as the people in Congress are like, well, this is the why these hallowed halls. I loved it. So hit the last one first.
Facebook
censored our free speech. And shame on the ones that don't even see that we have been censored. Yet, when the Black Lives Matter people complain about it, oh, everybody is up in arms. Let me just say this here. If the shoe was on the other foot and Mark Zuckerberg was a conservative and we were liberals, oh, all fences and all chains would have broke loose. You know it and I know it. But what I find appalling is that these Democrats, they don't want to take up for our voice.
Democrats would be in the president.
I don't care how much of a clown show it was. I loved it because here's the thing. It's a clown show up there every day. So why not just break it out and have a comedy show?
Are you trying to say that we are clowns? That is not the way to treat women like us. No. We are people. We are people that belong here.
Ma'am.
And you don't think that we belong here in Congress?
I like you. I thought you did some
You like us? That's very nice of you, and I really appreciate it, and I appreciate your patronage, and I believe that Facebook should monetize videos, and if you don't think that they should monetize them, then you should be sent to jail, and just like all these illegal aliens coming into our country, they can make videos on Facebook, but they don't demonetize them.
Yeah. Do you have one where Hank Johnson? Hank Johnson, this was like, to me, it was like the tortoise and the hare having a conversation. It's Hank Johnson, very deliberate and slow. And then the rapid-fire machine gun of Diamond and Silk was wonderful for me. Do you have any with Hank Johnson?
But rather than diamonds, you're seeking money with Facebook. Isn't that correct?
Well, you know what?
Well, you know what? There's no reason why we should be demonetized, and I don't understand your question and why you're being so slow. I don't know why.
I've always heard that diamonds are a girl's best friend, but you can make a lot of money on Facebook.
Well, sir, you do not understand our plight, and we should be shaking loose the chains of demonetization. Yes, ma'am.
All right, we'll be back. Welcome back to Kirby G's Live! McDonough Square. What an awesome, awesome day. I don't want to quibble here, but did Kirk Mellis just say it's almost a 9?
Near a 9.
Is it near a 9? It's an 8.5. We'll take an 8.5. He's very particular. He's not going to give you a 9 unless you deserve a 9.
No.
But it's a beautiful 8.5. What are we doing next here, Jared?
We got a special edition of Monday Mailbag.
Monday Mailbag. We'll,
hey, gang.
Excuse me, is your
Larry
microphone?
Larry King here. We have an all-new product. For
Hold on, Larry. Larry. Larry King, don't you make enough money already? Do you need...
make a lot of money. Don't get bogged down by UTIs or BPH. Take Supercran and you'll go from a dripping faucet to Niagara Falls in no time. Folks, trust me, I've tried it. In fact, I'm going right now.
All right, what are we doing? A special edition?
A special edition of Monday Mailbag.
All right, let's do it.
It's Mailbag Monday. We've got the open mics, Facebook messages, and emails we've collected from the week.
See how this works.
Friday. Don't listen to me. I'm wrong.
Yeah, why couldn't we? Why couldn't you just say it's a Friday Mailbag?
It's Mailbag Friday. We have the Facebook messages, emails, snail mails, texts, SMS messages we've received over the week.
We have no snail mail.
We have the notes we left in your pocket.
We do have one piece of snail mail that we have to thank John for what he sent you yesterday. That was
Sutherland,
awesome. Yeah, John Sutherland, what he
sent
you.
Yeah, I
got
to take time here.
Awesome.
This has nothing to do with your entertainment or even anybody who's listening on the radio, but I have to take time and thank John Sutherland. Because this guy, now, don't get me wrong, I love the Falcons. But I grew up in Western New York, and so I'm a miserable Buffalo Bills fan. But this John Sutherland sent me, I don't know how much this thing must have cost. I mean, it was unbelievable. This ball with autographs of players. And, I mean, it was really something to have fans like that. So I know you don't know him, and I know you don't give a damn about the Buffalo Bills. But let's have a round of applause for John Sutherland for being so nice. You know how stupid I am? During the draft last night, I took the football and I set it right next to the television as like a good luck charm. And I think it worked.
Can
I
say, John Sutherland is the person who donated the last bit of money to my GoFundMe.
Yeah, when you were begging people for money.
When I was begging people for money.
Yeah, he was. No, he's a great guy. He's
a
great
he's
fan.
Amazing.
And I don't want to be too overwhelming because he might think, well, what does he want now? I feel like I have a sugar daddy, and I don't even have to do anything for it.
Not like this
good.
Matt Talley.
What's
he giving us?
Matt Talley over there. Let's hear it for that guy. He's good. He's great. All right, let's do it. Let's do some Monday special edition Monday mailbag.
Yesterday, you were very nonchalant about that new commuter.
Do you know what the word nonchalant means?
You were relaxed okay. about the study that
was
came
rather
out
blasé
yesterday.
About it. Right?
Yes, yeah,
take
I
it or leave
so.
It. Yes,
there was a commuter study that came out yesterday that said that 4% of Metro Atlantans have a 90 or more minute commute to work now, both ways.
Now, my point was this: that's terrible. But it's a big headline that says, this is the thing with the news. It's what you choose to put out there, right? So the big headline is 4% of Atlanta commuters have a 90-minute commute to work. And all I'm pointing out is the headline could have been 96% of Atlanta commuters don't. That's all I'm saying.
Well, this open mic right. wasn't pleased with what you had to say.
I'm part of that 4% that drives 90 minutes one way, and I drive for a living, so I got to sit in this hellhole every day, currently on 285, with traffic all over the place at 10 o'clock for God knows what reason. There's absolutely nothing going on. It's just Atlanta drivers suck.
Hey. I don't disagree.
I don't want a train nowhere near me. If there was a train, I'd be angry. I don't want a train. I don't want any kind of any public transportation. I just want to complain.
I'll bet you hate it when you get stopped. Do you have a school bus stops in front of you? And you
I gotta pass them. I don't care if they got the stop thing out. I'm not waiting.
You know what's the worst is when you're in a hurry. And it's one thing for a school bus to stop and let a couple kids out. But when they stop at an apartment complex,
oh,
and you're
yeah.
like, oh. And it's like a clown car. There's like 900 people get out of this bus. It takes 30 minutes. And that makes my commute 2 hours. Anyway, go ahead.
You're part of the 4%?
I am part of the 4%. I used to be part of the 1%, but nah, I slid.
This next open mic has to do with the Kanye West tweets, which has been obviously the hot news through the end of this week.
Oh, yeah, the whole world's upside down.
And this open micer doesn't agree with you either.
Oh. Eric, the reason it's good for Kanye West to be saying this and to make a big deal out of it because it exposes more people who don't think that way to open their minds, maybe. At least they're exposed to it. To a conservative ideal, and any opportunity that where that occurs, I welcome it. It's a good thing.
I don't have a problem with that. My problem is, first of all, Kanye is an artist, and I'm just saying he's mercurial. Great artists are always mercurial, and they think this and that. At the under, what Kanye's really saying that's important is everybody should be able to speak their mind. I don't read it as I agree with Trump with everything that he does. And I think people that he's upset think that that's what he's saying. I don't think that's what he's saying. I think what he's saying is everyone should be able to say what's on their mind without having to worry about being ostracized by the in crowd. And that's really what's going on here in terms of pop culture. Kanye used to be the coolest kid at the coolest table in the cafeteria, and now he is not allowed to sit at the table with the cool kids in the cafeteria. He doesn't seem to care about that. So I think what Kanye's doing is fine. That's fantastic. If he's just telling people, speak your mind and don't be afraid to speak your mind and don't just go with the crowd. My criticism is more toward Republicans who for years and years and years have told me, oh, the Hollywood crowd, we don't care about them. They're out of their minds. And then every time one person in pop culture pops up and says, oh, I agree with the Republicans, it's like, oh, look at him. Oh, he likes us. He likes us. Come on. He likes us. Who cares? Who cares? Believe what you believe. Be a good person. And sooner or later, it doesn't matter. In this country, one side gets power. This is what I wish people would understand. It's never over. It's never over. In this country, the pendulum back and forth. One side gets power, and it never ends. That whoever's in power decides, well, we're in power now, and we're going to be in power forever. That doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. If you're on the left and you get in power, you got a brief window. If you're on the right and you get in power, you've got a brief window. So who cares what people in Hollywood or what anybody thinks? While you've got that brief window, put your head down, put your policies into place, and do the good work, and then history will decide. I think the conservative policies, not conservative people, this is my preaching point. Stop voting for or against people. Start voting for or against policies, because all people are fallible and they will let you down eventually. So just go for the policies and believe, I believe that especially fiscally, financial side, conservative policies are better. They work. More people go to work. Who cares what Kanye West thinks? Who cares what if Republicans are like, well, maybe this will open up some avenues with minorities to become conservatives. Who cares about that? If you make the economy better, it's better for everybody. The guy at the top, the guy at the bottom, and the ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I don't want to be misogynist. It's good for everybody. That's what it's palliative. You just make the economy better. But there will never be a time that everybody wins. There will never be that time. I don't care how good the economy is. It's a transition. There's always going to be people in capitalism, people moving down from where they were, and people moving up from where they were. And capitalism is not perfect, but no system is. And I'm a capitalist because I love people. I'm a capitalist because I care about people. I care about people who are impoverished. And I want them to know it doesn't just work for people of one skin color. It's not like that. We got to get away from personalities. It's a policy. It's a policy, and that's why it works. And I love Kanye West. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Yes, absolutely. I don't know much of his repertoire.
It's amazing.
I know Gold Digger, right?
That's a great song.
Oh, Kim Kardashian, what do you think about all this?
I think it's really important for people to speak up when you feel a certain way.
Well, could you speak up? Because I can barely hear you when you speak.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, how's this?
That's much better.
I think what Kim's trying to say is that when you live with a Kardashian woman, things just really go screwy in your brain.
That's not our fault, Dad.
Well, I'm not your father. Your father, I'm living example of what happens when you live with a Kardashian.
Yeah, okay. Well, look at you, though, but you're a conservative, right?
I'm a proud conservative woman, that is correct.
You are an empowered conservative lady, but do you and Kanye ever talk politics?
Oh, Kanye and I have had several conversations. I think I'm the one that led him down the trail toward conservatism.
Oh, I thought him a thing or two.
Look at that.
Yeah, and I wish Donald Trump would do more about trans issues. It's very important to me, but Kanye is out there just sharing love with people.
That's what he's doing. And who
it's all about love.
I think, I'll tell you, somebody who gets it is Chance the Rapper, who just tweeted out, black people don't have to be Democrats. Well, you know what? He didn't say they had to be Republicans either. He didn't say that they had to be independents. All he's saying is just think and choose, but stop choosing based on she's going to be the first woman or he's going to be the first trans man to ever be a mayor. Everybody's going to be everything in America. Just choose people based on what they say they're going to do, and then once they get in there, judge them based on that. Yes.
And I have something to say about
George W., yeah. I know you and Kanye, there was a moment there with you.
Kanye West doesn't care about black people.
A little turnaround. I believe Kanye apologized to George W. Bush about that a few...
I don't remember. I was busy running the country.
No. This was after. This was about a year or so ago, I believe. That he apologized
for
that.
I'll do a painting of him.
Yeah, you're a good painter now. Give him a paint. You guys are both artists.
You know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to take that viral picture from Katrina, the guy with the Heineken.
Yeah.
In the river.
Yeah.
And I'm going to paint him on that.
I don't think that'll be good. I don't think that's a good idea.
It'll be funny.
I know. You're a joke. There. All right, next story.
All right, since we're talking...
I don't know where that one went, but the great thing is you can always move forward. That's the great thing.
But
very quickly, one thing that needs to be pointed out... I do that because people get mad when I cut people off, so I do it on purpose. One thing needs to be pointed out, the media does not talk about this much, and this really is true. I'm not a paranoid, I'm not a conspiracy guy, I'm not a deep state guy, I'm not... But the media is generally liberal. That's a fact. The thing that's really wrong with what Kanye West said back then was that a lot of people don't know that in parts of Africa, George W. Bush is an icon. He is loved. Why is he loved? Because he didn't have to do it, and almost single-handedly, with your taxpayer money, he wiped out AIDS in Africa. George W. Bush saved about 11 million black people in Africa when there was an epidemic going on, and if he had a D in front of his name, you would have known that. Welcome back, the Kirby G's of McDonough Square. Did I get it right? Did I get it right? Did I get it right? Because people are yelling at me. I did a promo for this, and I said, McDonough Square. Oh, my goodness. I was nearly tarred and feathered, put on a rail, and run out of town. So I think I got it right. People get very angry, you know? It's their, they get provincial. It's McDonough, right? I got it right? Yeah, okay, I'll just, I feel
McDonough
safe.
Too.
I say, what's that?
I say McDonough.
Well.
Oh.
See,
well,
and she does too, and we're the best, and that's the other.
Well, here's the deal. you could deal with Autumn afterward. I will not be around. So I'm doing it the right way. What are we in the middle of here? Mailbag?
Yeah, I'm about to throw somebody on the struggle bus here. Rebecca wrote us this morning. She says, hey, my husband Justin Brown loves the show, and today is his 28th birthday. Uh-oh. He'll be at Kirby G's for the live show, and I thought it'd be cool to surprise him with a birthday shout-out from y'all.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
And then this
reach out there.
We don't. Yeah, I don't want to leave anybody out. There's somebody else's birthday, please.
Yeah, please.
Because Clive Clyrison tells me that people love shout outs on the radio.
Oh, gosh. You know, you could do a whole show of shout outs.
People love it. And then after that, we'll do This Day in History.
This Day in History.
That's right. And that'll be it. We'll just wave
them. We'll just recite all the men she's been with.
It'll take forever.
And happy birthday, my friend. I mean, it's not really that special. It's probably like a million other people have a birthday today.
You're not look, special.
You're the
Get
one
out.
Who's here. You're the one who's here, and you're wearing a shirt. Are those shirts
yeah,
still available?
They Autumn? Sure are.
Yeah?
Yes, you can
sell
go to...
Them.
Sell them. Okay, you can go to Teespring, TeeSpring.com, and then search for The Von Hessler Doctrine. They'll show up.
Come you on, people. You've been on the internet before. All right.
All right, got one more quick open mic for you.
Hey, open mic. This is a message for Eric Von Hessler. I'd like to just throw my hat in the ring to be the next doctrinaire. In case one of them guys ever lays out on him or retires or maybe even gets tired of him, just give me a call and I'll be waiting by because, after all, they've always told me I had a face for radio.
There you go. You, sir, are hired. Hey, did that guy ever get back in touch with that guy, Jim Beck, who owes me an apology?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
this guy, Jim Beck.
He offered some therapy sessions and said he had a Groupon for you.
Oh, Groupon. I want an apology is what I want.
He did not offer an apology.
You guys know this, Jim Beck is running for insurance commissioner. And that music tells me I can't finish the story. And Clive Cliverson tells me I need good teases. So here's my good
tease. I'll give you a good tease.
Thank you, Bambi. Here's my tease. I'm going to finish that story when we get back. Hey, welcome back. Hey, aren't you lucky? Hour number two of the Von Hessler Doctrine live from Kirby G's on McDonough Square begins right now. Yes. I am your wildly humble chat host, Eric Von Hessler, and the other voices you hear are the Doctrinaires. Great live audience. You people have been fantastic this morning. You still into it? What do you think? You want to do another hour? You want to do another hour? Yeah, okay, let's go ahead and do another hour. Before we get to more headlines, by the way, the best researched segment of the show for some reason. Before we get there, still a couple of open mics or something, a couple of mailbags.
Hey, your mailbag is bursting at the seams.
Tell me about it.
I'll say.
I wish it was that, but it's really just age, I think.
Now,
go ahead.
Now this lady, Tracy, she Facebooks us a lot. I consider her a super fan, and she wrote, Eric, I just love your teases.
Oh, I like that, huh?
Yeah, baby, I love your teases.
Wait, don't give her that voice.
No, that's me. I'm Tracy. I can't help that I sound like this.
I got to get that
Oh,
voice.
You know what else I like? I like you guys going on down there in your pants.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You are disgusting. Disgusting person.
You're so tall. I didn't know you'd be so tall.
Yeah, I'm tall. That's
I'm really into tall, talkative men.
Can't she have a different voice?
Oh, you give me another tease. I love them.
All right. I thought I was going to like that. But okay, you know, but thank you very much to that. Fine lady.
You're welcome, honey.
Sure, she sounds nothing like that,
can I give
really.
You a hug at the live shows?
Yeah, come on over. Yeah,
ooh,
sure.
Ooh, you're a lot softer than I thought.
You don't smell like curry like Autumn Fisher, do you?
Oh, that's not so bad. A little hot curry in the bedroom. I like a little spice.
Oh, gosh.
Speaking of spice.
Oh, Larry King.
Hey, gang, Larry King here. If you're tired of being visited by the ghosts of your dead friends and relatives, you need to try
Ugandan spirit spray made from the roots of the legendary Tuwanga flower. This herbal supplement will ward off all types of supernatural beings except for vampires. UgandanSpiritSpray.com today.
Larry King, first of all, I just feel like you've made enough money. You don't have to kind of, you know, as we say,
I
prostitute.
I have 528 children.
Okay. Hey, you know what I'm thinking, though? You were on CNN for a long time.
Yes.
Big news in Korea. What do you think? What do you think?
I don't do the news anymore.
Okay.
But I can tell you about Kwai odor-free garlic tablets.
We'll get to that later. We'll get to that later. All right, so we have one more open mic.
Yeah, this open micer is questioning your music taste.
I'll be damned.
Hey, Eric. This is John from Roswell. I'm curious about your obsession with David Byrne. After he kicked the other two band members out of the group and wouldn't allow them to play just their instruments with the same music that they all created together, seems very similar to another radio DJ history in Atlanta. Let me know.
I'll let you know. First of all, there were three other members in Talking Heads, so you don't know what you're talking about. And on top of that, if he's... You get where he's going there? You get where he's going there? He's saying that I was... the members that was tossed out. And then he's saying that David Byrne, yeah, he's saying David Byrne was like my old radio partner. Mm-hmm. And what I would point out is I would say this. It's not a good analogy because it's more like in my case as if the other Talking Heads kicked David Byrne out of the group. And that was the stupidity involved.
Ah.
So once you kick the guy who writes the hits out of the group, you might not have more hits. Does that make sense to you? That's why this is a hit. And I'm not going to go out against that guy. I think he's somewhere. Okay, next. Let's do this.
More headlines for Friday, April 27th.
Thanks, yeah. Voice lady.
You're welcome. Go ahead. No you. Problem.
All right, more headlines.
The Senate confirms CIA Director Mike Pompeo as President Trump's next Secretary of State.
Who cares?
That's what I'm saying. Yay! Now we're the same. Oh.
No, there never should have been any doubt. He should have been. This guy, I love when the politics, first of all, when people say you shouldn't let politics enter into this. Don't believe anybody when they say that. It's all politics. They're politicians. Of course, politics is going to enter into it. But that's kind of stupid because I think you just let... Just last year was like 68 votes to become the CIA director, and then he barely got enough votes to get in as the Secretary of State. And a lot of liberals, Democrats, leftists, were saying that he wasn't qualified, he's not the right guy. And we're talking about a guy who served in Iraq, first time, I believe. He was at the top of his class at West Point, and he was at the top of his class at Harvard. How much more experience do you need to be Secretary of State? What, do you got to marry a guy who becomes president? You can get there other ways. You can be top of your class West Point and top of your class Harvard. So that whole, it just goes to show you that the midterms are on. And right now, the Democrats really have to adhere to their left wing. It happens to the right as well. It's nothing new. But they need, this is the trick. You got to go over and get the crazies on the fringe first. And then you got to kind of coax them back to the center if you want to win anything. And this was a matter of just trying to get the crazies on the fringe. Because you'd have to be a lunatic to think this guy won't. I think he'll probably be a great Secretary of State. He needs to go on a diet. I mean, I'm not saying, I'm just saying you want to live for the next 3 years to this thing. But I think he'd be a good Secretary of State. We'll see.
Let's travel on
that. It's got a funny name, though, don't you think? Pompeo.
It is a funny name.
Pompeo. Makes me laugh. Pompeo. All right, go ahead.
Well, let's travel
Apparently
on
it only makes me laugh. So.
You want to ride on that headline plane again?
Ride on the headline plane.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go to the University of Utah.
What the hell are you talking about?
We're
riding on the headline plane.
For us.
What's yeah. that? Clive Cliverson.
We're leaving Atlanta, and we're going to go to the University of Utah.
Hold on. Is this my radio consultant's
yeah,
idea?
Down, right? Slow down here. So there was just a transition, and what Jared's doing is transitioning Rod's story to the next.
Okay. I don't mind if you transition.
You're all everybody, right?
Anybody, everybody, all the time.
Okay, very good. All right, let's get on, what did you say, the headline train?
Plane.
All right, I'm a train man.
The train makes more sense. Get on the headline train. Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. Well, the university.
We'll break it down in a meeting after that.
Okay. Yeah. We'll have a 3-hour meeting about it?
Yeah.
All right.
The University of Utah has installed a cry closet for anyone in need of a soft moment alone to cry and reflect upon the hard times of college.
I'm so grateful that they've done this because I'm just so used to crying in the hallways, and it's just so nice to get a place alone.
What is it about life that makes you want to cry all the time?
It's just like so hard because today I had a pencil and it was my favorite pencil. And it was one of those ones you have to press the top for the little lead to come out of or whatever those things are. And it broke.
Pencil pen, I think.
Something.
I call them pencil pens.
So I did it, and then it broke, and then I was out of them.
And now you need to go to your cry closet?
I can't do it. College is so hard.
What is the future going to look like when this group graduates from college? All right, it's okay, we'll get you another pen.
Well, I don't have a cry closet here.
My
Where
son,
is it?
It's right behind
it.
You.
I need my cry closet.
My son is in college.
Oh,
I won't
so
say
nice.
Which one. But it's finals coming up, I guess, next
are
week.
Finals so hard. Oh,
yeah, I know. They're supposed to be hard. It's college.
I know, but do they have to be this hard?
Yes.
Oh, my God. My mom stopped paying for my cell phone bill, and now I've gone over my data. It's charging me 10 extra dollars.
Hey, lady, can I get in the cry closet? Hey, I need to cry in the cry closet.
Okay, come in.
Hey, don't talk. Hey, be careful in there, though. You'll be reported for what happens in that cry closet.
Jared, just hold me.
Okay, I'll hold you. Can I get in there as well?
Don't touch me there. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Not now. Not ever.
Not ever. Not now.
Hey, what's going on in there?
Hey, come on and join in.
I got to fill this bucket and clean up. All
right. Your life must be so hard as a janitor.
Actually, I enjoy my life quite a bit.
Oh, all right. So my son, who goes to a college, I won't say which one, it's finals coming up. And he told me, we saw this story, and he told me that at his college during finals, they have an area where there are puppies. And you can go there, and this guy, I think, goes to the same school. So he knows what I'm saying. You can go there when you're stressed out because of finals, and you could just hang around with the puppies.
Oh my God, that's the best.
And have a little fun with the puppies. But my question is, if you could adopt them or something, what happens to the puppies after finals? You know, they're just, back to the farm.
I tell you what happens. I got to clean up after every day. I tell you who needs a cry closet.
I don't get the comfort. I read an article where Yale allows comfort animals now, and it went from, this is Yale. Like, presidents will come out of here. It went from, I think there were 2 on campus a year ago, and now they're up to like 27, and they expect, and you don't have to have any kind of doctor. You don't have to show that you have PTSD or anything like that. All you have to say is, I feel more comfortable with an animal. Can I tell you, I don't relate to this as a social thing, and animals do not make me feel comfortable. Animals get on my nerves, I have to be honest with you. I have 2 cats. Yeah, I like them, they're all right. I like cats more than dogs, because cats to me are libertarians. You do your thing, I'll do my thing, and you know. Dogs are like Democrats to me, very needy, always more me. But for the most part, I don't like being around animals because you have to worry about, it's enough for me to worry about me going to the bathroom at 54 years of age. I don't want to be responsible for other things in the world that go to the bathroom. So why does that make you feel more comfortable? I mean, they smell.
No, I mean, puppies are
This is not a very popular point of view, I understand. But animals, they're not people, you know.
The fact that that kind of thing is, quote, needed is silly. But you can't deny that a puppy would reduce your stress. And they bring, dogs into hospitals and stuff. Like, it makes sense.
It would not. If I'm in a hospital, don't bring me a dog. It's not going to reduce my stress.
But what if
it's
not very sanitary.
It's not very sanitary. I just think of animals as disgusting.
This is my comfort macaw that I need for my test.
Next story. The crowd is. I got an animal-loving crowd that's about to kill me. Next story.
The FBI is investigating MSNBC's Joy Reid after claims that after claims that her blog from back in the day was hacked with homophobic posts.
Oh, this is all so ridiculous. You guys know who this Joy Reid is? She's on MS-13 NBC.
Morning Joy.
Yes. Actually, I hear her ratings are pretty good. She's very leftist, very all the social things and political correctness, and everybody's a horrible person unless you're her, one of those kind of shows. But apparently, they go back to her blog since she had all these homophobic things. So now the left doesn't know what to do because they got to deal with they've got a successful black female, but now she's offended gay people. So they're all twisted up in knots, and we'll finish it up when we get back.
Von Hessler Doctrine, every day beginning at 9. Entertaining, honest, independent thinker, Eric Von Hessler on WSB and at EVHDoctrine.com.
Yo, yo, yo! Welcome back, Kirby G's. We're live on McDonough Square. Where were we when we left? We were talking about Joy Reid.
Yeah, that's right. And the FBI is getting involved.
I told you I was going to finish up, but I got bored in between, so I don't want to finish up. I don't want to do it. Joy Reid, God bless you. Have a good life. and no rush. I did not lose my train of thought.
You did. I was paying attention here.
Rush always says he never loses his train of thought. I lose my train of thought all the time,
that's
Rush.
That's because you're a stoner.
Could I... Can I get an iPhone 10?
Yeah, what's your carrier?
All right. Now we're
don't
talking.
Don't hang up.
I won't hang up.
All right.
Am I supposed to hang up now?
No, don't hang up. Mr. Snurdly, you'll get your information.
You say, I should hang up.
You see, look at you losing your train of thought.
All right, next story.
This is great news, and it's hard news here.
Wait a minute. Are you going to bring us down?
U.S. jobless claims have fallen to the lowest level in 48 years.
Yeah! We
did it!
Does everybody have a job here? Who's unemployed? Yeah!
You're welcome.
Oh, retired. That doesn't count. That's fine.
You're welcome,
Eric. Hold on. Hold on. You, what's that?
I said, you're welcome.
You're all welcome.
For wonderful news.
Who said that they don't? Who's out of a job? You're unemployed, unemployed, unemployed. Oh, my goodness gracious. This guy's like he's stitched together like Frankenstein's monster. What's going on over there? Stop bragging. What? It involves a bag of blow pops. That's either really interesting or really profane. I can't figure out which way we're going to go with that. All right, hold on. I can't hear the whole story now, but I promise you will tell your story. But so you shouldn't be working. Because looking at that scar, you could actually fall apart at any moment. When I say fall apart, mine goes up. I don't want to brag.
Whoa,
wow, rub it in, Eric.
I know, what an idiot. Yeah. Well, mine goes up to here, huh? Hey, wouldn't you like to be like me? You shouldn't have. We're going to find out that he fell off. Got run over. I'm going to guess. You got run over by an 18-wheeler full of blow pops on the way to the store. Family picture day. 95. Are you the only one that's had to be put back together? Or the rest of them? You got a very Humpty Dumpty kind of story, man. All the king's horses and all the king's men, but it looks like they did a pretty good job with you. Unemployment, you say, is very low?
Yeah, many consider the economy at full employment.
I'm very, very happy, and we will get back. We'll come back and all the people here. Welcome back. How are you? All right. We are live at Kirby G's on McDonough Square. Hey, you guys have been awesome. Lots of energy. You've been fantastic. This is how I know the next segment is WTF. You want to know how I know? Because I saw that Autumn was actually starting to read the stories during the commercial break. So, let's go ahead and do this.
What the?
Seriously, what the?
WTF with Autumn Fisher.
There she is. There she is right there, Autumn Fisher, everybody. In the flesh.
Yeah.
And she's sitting up there. We put her on. She thought we'd be on chairs. We brought in stools. I think she's sucking in the old gut right now.
Oh,
I think
who really, doesn't suck in their gut?
Oh, no,
are you crazy?
I do. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just wanted to point it out.
Also, what gut? I don't have one.
She's had 17 kids and dropped it all just like that. I don't know how she did it.
Bing,
yeah,
bing.
She had 17 kids at once. She had a litter. And look, she looks fantastic. She looks fantastic. All right, you got some WTF. Somebody just yelled something, but I'm afraid it's profane.
They said, Autumn's great. Woo!
That's what they said. That's right.
the brains of hundreds of pigs survived for 36 hours after they had been decapitated.
Was that on Capitol Hill? Just kidding. But seriously, folks, you guys were stuck on this cruise together the whole week. Come on back. I'll be here.
This is to pave the way for brain transplants and maybe to live forever, which sounds horrible.
No. It does sound horrible. I like the idea. I've always liked this idea that, first of all, that I would never die. I like that idea. I like the idea that I would live forever. But I don't really think that's possible. But they take your brain and they hook it up to some kind of Dell laptop somewhere or something when you go, and they keep it going and until they, I guess until they find a body again or something to shove you back into.
I guess.
Or maybe we could all still be friends. Like we would take every brain in here and we'd all be hooked up to the same computer network and we could just keep doing the show into infinity over and over and over again. As long as we yes, we need better internet certainly, but I don't think that will ever really happen. And also, I don't want to be a bummer. I don't want to be a downer, bring everybody down, but I'm about to. When they say live forever, there's no such thing as living forever, right? Because sooner or later, the sun explodes. I mean, I don't care where your brains are when that happens. You're gone. Now, you could live for maybe 3 billion years.
But maybe they'll project you out into space or something.
Yeah, but sooner or later, that sun's going to go. I mean, what I'm saying is that sooner or later, entropy being what it is, am I right? Are we the only show that uses the word entropy?
Hashtag entropy.
Everybody's big on entropy, right? Sooner or later, there's going to be no universe. But you could eke it out for maybe, I don't know, another 15 billion years or so. But still, I'm saying it's still finite.
I don't understand the concept of living forever. I'm sorry, the concept of wanting to live forever.
No, there is that. There is that because...
Like, let's play this board game for the rest of our lives. Is anybody going to start that board game? No.
I've often said... This guy was put together by three different people from the 1800s, and he's alive, all stitched together like that.
He's alive.
People say they want to live together, but here's the thing you don't think about. Did I say together or forever?
Say forever. It's fine.
Forever. Yes. Yeah. I want to live together with all of you, forever. This is what you don't think about. You think, oh man, I don't want to die. Like, not even say forever. Let's just say 500 years. You ever think about that? I'd be cool if, like, the lifespan was 500 years. I'd get everything done. But here's the thing. What you don't think about is if you live to be 500 years old, you don't still retire when you're 72. You work until you're 475 years old.
Welcome to Walmart.
Yes, exactly.
I have to check your receipt.
Exactly. Good day, ma'am.
What are you looking for? Oh, yeah. Q-tips are in aisle 78.
And if you lived to be 500 years old, first of all, if you were poor the whole time, it would be unimaginable. Like 500 years of how am I going to pay the light bill would be unimaginable.
Maybe because you have so long to live, you could sort of experiment with all types of ways of living.
No, I know that. But what I'm saying is you would be up and nobody would stay rich for 500 years. Like nobody would say you would have the experience of 200 years ago, man, did I have it made. Penthouse, top floor, you guys would believe it, you know. So really, I think lifespan is about, I would like it to be, I think maybe 120.
Ooh.
You know, and you retire
just a little bit longer than
retire when you're like 105, hang out, play some board games. But you don't want to live forever because it's like, you know, every day of this. I mean, can you imagine? There would still be an election every 4 years. Those cycles you go through? Ridiculous. All right, next story.
Well, Jeff Bezos is in that part of his
Who's
life.
Who's Jeff Bezos?
He's the guy in Amazon. He's the head of Amazon.
Okay, very good. That was just a test. I want to make sure you knew what you're talking about.
He's just like a guy. He's just like, oh my God.
He looks like crazy, Dr. Evil. He looks like Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
And he started a bookstore out of his garage. And yesterday, through the roof, right? Amazon doubled their profits yesterday, going through the roof, because we are all Amazon slaves now. You realize that now. Amazon Prime is like the first crack is for free. Here. Have some crack. Go ahead. Yeah. You're going to love it. Yeah. Next thing you know, they're like,
I want to get this thing, but it's not Prime.
No, but I mean, it's a brilliant thing because it makes you you don't even think about it, but you buy a lot more online because of Prime. It's so easy. Ah, just click here. It'll be there in 7 minutes. All right. You don't have to pull your credit card out. Just click that button. Let's click it. Yeah. Click it. It'll be
get
here.
Get delivered to your parked car now.
Now, yeah, they'll deliver to your. I think they'll put
it
in your trunk.
They'll open your front door. They'll put it in your trunk.
Hey. Yeah. Young lady, this
you can
is
put it in my trunk.
This is a family show.
Eric, they're raising the price of Amazon Prime by $20 starting in May.
And nobody's going to, everybody's going to pay it.
Yep.
Everybody's going to pay it. Look, I think the Amazon is pretty amazing because they didn't give out any sort of dividend or return to their investors for 10 straight years. They refused to, and they were called idiots. They plowed it all back in to the company, and then now... Man, if you bought Amazon whenever they went on IPO, I don't know when that was, you'd be a gazillionaire by now. But I think the story here is that he made something like $12 billion yesterday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So did I.
No big deal. Not an issue.
People, you know, they pay a lot for these radio hosts these days, you know. So Jeff Bezos wishes he was me. That's what I'm saying. But, you know, this online thing, I think it's funny because people have a fear of Facebook and they have a fear of Google. And I don't have a fear of Amazon, but... And Apple, and they're like the big, like, a lot of stories are written about them because they're so glamorous, but Amazon is the one that's going to have the future. There'll be no place left that, not that you can shop, that you want to shop. I mean, in the future, you'll have something inside your skin or something, and just go, oh, I need detergent. By the time you get home, detergent.
There it is.
That's the whole future is Amazon.
Yeah,
will come. Apple will come and go.
Those
Google
grocery stores that they have.
Yeah.
That, right where you can go in and you just pick things up and then you leave with them. Isn't that an Amazon?
Yeah,
thing?
It's like stealing. Yeah. That's the beautiful thing. It's like he makes you feel like you're getting away with something, but he's actually charging you more than you would have in someplace else. So, but hey, I'm a capitalist. I'm all for it. Anybody else here worth $12 billion? Just me. See, that's what I thought. All right.
Well, and it's funny. In the article, they mentioned Mark Zuckerberg and how his profits dipped by like $2.5 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the next day or whatever, it went right back up by $5.3
million. Because
this means nothing. Amount of money means nothing to these people.
All of that stuff. First of all, it's paper. They don't see it. It's not even paper. What I mean is it's just...
It's a point
it's not
on
in their
a graph
pocket.
Or something.
He didn't go cash it in. Oh, my God. Let me get that $12 billion. It's numbers, you know. But same thing with Bill Gates goes... up and down, you know, like that. But I love Jeff Bezos because I wanna be him. Except I don't wanna look like him because he looks like Dr. Evil. I think I lost my train of thought there, Rush.
Well, you know, it happens. Not to me, but to you.
Anyway, next story.
Sure. So these parents of a child are refusing.
Well, that would make them parents, Autumn. You really don't have to.
Well, I want to say they're refusing to use any gender to describe the child, so they call their child they by.
No, they don't. You're getting
that's
that wrong.
That's what they say.
No.
Like
baby instead of, it's supposed to sound like baby.
Baby?
Baby.
Oh, shouldn't
they?
So they spell it T H E Y B Y.
B A B Y.
B A B Y.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I'm wrong.
What
keep
a cute
going.
Baby.
Baby. They by.
Baby.
Baby.
Yeah. So. You know, this is when you're treating your children like furniture. Like, I'll take one of those and wouldn't it be nice to have a baby? Let's get one of those. Like,
my
it's
wife
not...
and I have always wanted to have a non-gender conforming child, and we went out and we bought one at the baby store, and we decided, well, baby is too, let's just say, we don't like labels, do we, darling?
No, we don't.
So we decided on baby, and when the child gets old enough, the child will choose... their name.
It's not for us to decide.
And their gender.
Let me ask you a question. Before the baby can eat, for instance. Mm-hmm. I mean, but before he can talk. How do you know when it wants to eat? Like you wouldn't make any decisions for the child. So how do you know the child actually wants to eat? So why would you feed the child? Isn't it the child's choice?
The mother's intuition.
Yeah. Yes, we intuit what the baby might need or require for different nutrients, and we just try and live that way, our whole lives that way.
We leave the jars in the crib, and when the child, when baby is ready, baby will eat.
If you start that kind of thing early, you really can tell what they want and need in their
really
nutrition.
This is what you two don't understand. Mm. You're the nitwits, right?
It's my dial.
Barbara Nitwit.
Barbara Nitwit.
Brad.
Brad Nitwit.
Yeah.
The Nitwits. you're known together. So do you not realize that you're still making a choice when you... Not making a choice is a choice. I believe the great Geddy Lee once saying that. If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. So when there's no way you can get out of the fact that you're making a choice for your child when you say, we're going to have a gender non-conforming child, right?
Well, why would anybody want to strap a poor baby with you know, something as restrictive as a gender?
Well, I understand.
We don't want to pigeonhole our child in that way.
Because somebody else
or clothing.
Who is, not Cardi, Janelle Monae, is that her name?
Mm. Yeah.
She says she's a pansexual.
She's a trailblazer, Eric.
Jimi Hendrix just walked in.
He was pansexual.
What is pansexual? What's the difference? Why isn't it a bisexual?
Because pansexuals like to have sex with pan.
I get it.
That's right.
Yes.
All right. Well, next story. I don't really understand the baby, but
we wouldn't expect you to.
Okay.
It was interesting. They said that the child will most likely choose a gender by the time they are 3 or 4.
How do they know? What do you?
I mean, honestly, though, it is true. I mean, they do start wanting to wear certain things. Like, we never put, we didn't go as far as not deciding a gender for our daughter. But we were sort of leaning more toward gender-neutral items, and she all, you know, it's in her DNA to want, like, really cute things and skirts and princess
This baby was born nude, right?
Yes.
So you could just kind of, it's, there.
That's her sex, not her gender.
Oh, get out of here with your mumbo jumbo. We'll be back. All right, now welcome back. The Kirby G's. We're live. This ain't Memorex. We're on McDonough Square. Hey, you guys have been absolutely awesome. We're getting to the end of the radio hours. I just want to give yourselves a round of applause because, as usual, when we come out to Kirby G's,
always
a great, great crowd. This is our home in McDonough. Although Tim is so, he owns like 7 houses. I think he has one out here somewhere.
I only own 25 houses.
Okay. You have an apartment complex out here.
An apartment complex. There's you can rent for me. Free my pillow for a month.
All right. So we only have a couple minutes left. We're not going to do the podcast today. I should let people know. Here we're going to do a Q&A. So if you guys have questions, I don't know why you would, but people do seem to have questions. We will answer the questions. That's how it works, right? They ask. We answer.
That's right.
Questions. Okay.
We love answers. We love giving answers.
And all of that, of course, is sponsored by the great people at Mr. Mosquito Control. Can I have a round of applause for those people? Because let me tell you something. They believe in our podcast, as do I. Do we have time for one more little sure. WTF?
Sure. Some gold-dusted chicken wings are coming to certain New York eateries.
They're putting real gold on it.
They're battering it in gold butter, and then they're sprinkling gold flakes on top of it.
Real gold flakes.
Real, I guess they're edible.
And it costs like $30 or $40.
Right.
So basically they're for fools.
10 wings for $30, 20 wings for $60.
They're fools. Yeah. Hey, look at me. It's for one Instagram shot, right? Hey, yeah. I'm eating that. It's got gold.
Fry some gold dust chicken.
Put it in your mouth and swallow it down.
What you guys do, like, just like a white wing?
Just like a white wing dove, put some gold dust on your chicken.
And that music tells us that we're done here. Thank you again, everybody here at Kirby G's. Thank you to Kirby G's. Hey, Lorenzo Kemp, our promotions team, everybody. Chat with you Monday at 9, but until then, get off my lawn!
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.